attention, please. Welcome to the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. Please take a moment to notice all marked exits. In the event of an emergency, proceed to the exit nearest you. Emergency exits are located at the sides and rear of the theater. Also, we would ask you to silence all phones and electronic devices before the performance begins. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Hyatt and Lyle Lovett.
Faster. friend and songwriter hero, Mr. Lyle Lovett.
Senseless and tragic, and I'll play the song for anybody here who feels the way I feel about it, and for anybody who was touched personally, knows someone or connected to anyone who was caught up in all that. May God bless you and comfort you in all of us in this world. Thank you.
She would give up anything.
tell me that the coast is clean. It's a different world I see when it's just my dog and me. There's a rabbit on the run. Man, beast and sky and sun. Who's looking for the birds in the tree? Why, it's just my dog and me.
Stuff I never played. I ended up playing stuff I never, you know. veterinarian friend of ours who had a litter of puppies and got him out of the house. He was crying on the way home. He was just in the front seat when he got on the way home, and he was crying, and I just started singing to him, and he got a puppy. And this is kind of God, this is where this song started.
Ain't no big dog coming to bite you. Ain't no bad man coming to find you. You just to be cool and rest easy. You're the king of all that you see. But don't you worry, little one. But don't you worry, little one. Everything's gonna be alright in the morning light. Mama loves you, Daddy does too. Grandma wants you, Daddy does too. You just be cool and never rest easy. You're the king of all that you see. But don't you worry, little one.
Upstream and it's dark and it's cold. I'm looking for a house that's solid gold.
One of my my songs on the CMA Awards, and it was kind of a talking blues song, and my manager at the time was a guy, Mark Lee, a really helpful guy. He said, make sure you remember all the words. It's sort of a parody, jokey, wrong version of the words for me right then, just as inspiration. And anyway, I walked up and I laughed, you know, okay, thank you. And I walked out there, and sure enough, we were playing to a pre-recorded musical track. Sure enough, I started, you know, going into pitch. I started getting the words wrong, and you know, when you're playing with your own band, your band can kind of tell when you're having trouble, and it can adjust to you. When you're playing to a pre-recorded musical track, there's no adjustment possible. But somehow, miraculously, I kind of got it to come out in the end, and it stopped in the right place. And as I walked off stage, this is live television, live. It's not take away or any of that business. It was live. And as I walked off stage, the very first person I saw in the wings, the first person I came to, a wonderful singer-songwriter named Bill Lloyd, one of the kindest people on the planet, he looked at me, Bill Lloyd looked at me, and he said, "Nobody knows." As I stood there in the middle of all that, trying to figure out what the words were and get the music to come out to stop it, it's not the same kind of spirit or tragedy. It felt like little explosions going off inside my head. My mind went spiraling out into space, and I dreamed of, I thought to myself, you know, if it was, I dreamed, if I could only start over. if this weren't really happening right now, if I could only start over. So I'd like to thank you folks for making one of my dreams come true.
Thank you.
known.
I've never met him. No, I've never met him. He sent me a note on Facebook after I recorded the song.
He did what he said.
Thanks. I think so. I think he lives in Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah, pops up.
Yeah, get away from that.
Yeah. We don't want that. Something.
Isn't it wonderful how music inspires the imagination?
Is there too much to ponder? It does sound like a condition. Of course, so is the white boy.
Got a real blind love.
Not the words. You know I always love you. It's not the words I wish that I could say. It's more the way your lips look as you spoke them. And how
and for every time you come.
Nobody else thought so, but it was. Sometimes the country radio would accuse me of making fun of country music.
I don't know. I'm not going to do
that. I wasn't. I'm sincerely.
Yeah. Got all the elements to me.
Don't you know we're riding with a king?
Yeah, of course, I was originally sort of written about Elvis Presley, and it was from a dream about seeing Elvis on an airplane and sitting in the cockpit. Did you? I think if Elvis could have, he might have.
Yeah, I mean, if the world would have let him, he was just
Yeah. You know, those collars alone. But, I dreamed that he was sitting in the corner with a red cape on and a gold, shiny gold for it. That was the reason.
You changed it because
Eric Clapton and B.B. King recorded the song. They wanted to record it, and we actually got a call from Mr. Clapton, and which was amazing. And he asked if I would rewrite that whole part of the song, which was very kind because they could have just changed it themselves. There was no, they could record the song.
So many of your songs have been recorded by iconic recorders, and that's the nicest compliment somebody can pay
for. I know you have songs recorded by lots of other artists, and not only that, but you've had big records on your own. Your versions of your songs have been huge successes.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Well, yes. Yes.
Well, I love your lyric. This is a song that I recorded on my last record too, and it's an old Chuck Berry song. But your lyric, it's hard. So many things. I mean, so many things have changed just during our lifetimes. It's hard to imagine there is no more TWA.
Possible the arms and wrestling match over the crown.
Thank you.
a thousand times ever since I was young. It's a long time coming, and the drummer keeps drumming. Your work is never done. But I still see you there in that silver blue air, like I ever have moved on. A friend of mine said a long time coming, I'm just a long time. Said a long time come, I'm a long time
something about
1966 in my hometown. He rammed his strat through his amplifier, but I don't think he broke his guitar. Or broke the amp. Yeah, I remember I was up close, and I remember they were playing through those, they used to make these amps called Sun amplifiers, and they were solid state amplifiers. And Marshall had not made amplifiers yet on the 110 currency, the current that we run over here, the British amps, and so they were only 220, and there were no converters back in those days. And so he couldn't play through Marshall, which is what he was used to. And so he had to play through these Suns, and he hated them from before. And that was clear for the kids to show us. But yeah, that's as close as I've ever came to see.
Have you ever intentionally maligned any of your own equipment? No. Really?
Yeah.
In a show?
During the show, no.
For effect?
No. No, I broke a guitar when I was about 15, and I got all upset and beside myself.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it didn't.
And what did you learn from that time?
There are other ways to deal with anger.
Margie Bernardo, thank you for being here this evening. My friend Margie Bernardo is here. I know her son Jerry Bernardo, is a TV host. He lives in Australia now, but when he was here in the States, he had a motorcycle show on ESPN2. This was some years ago, and we were all down in Mexico one time, and we had a friend of ours waiting. Anyway, thing for his show, and at the end of it, he had bought this just a cheap guitar down there, and he handed it to me. He wanted me to smash the guitar at the end of this.
Did you?
And no, I couldn't. I mean, I thought I could. When it came to smashing, I couldn't do it.
See, I've always known that you're a better quality individual than myself.
For the sake of show business, you're supposed to be able to rise to the occasion.
I agree with you.
Jerry, however, Jerry, did he ever tell you about that, Marshall? Anyway, thank you for being here. And for my friend, Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines, Lorraine Diaz. Kevin Hines is one of the foremost off-road motorcycle riders in the world. And was National Enduro Champion, ISTE Gold Medalist, and is just the nicest person in the whole world.
Thank you.
baby's crying and the daylight's gone. Oh, that big old tree is groaning in a rush of wind and a river song. I can hear my true love moaning, crying for her baby child. Oh, crying for loved ones, crying 'cause that river's wild. That sounds an American classic.
Zen-like journey east on which he meets
Sometimes
Thank you.
say he's been framed. But the walls and pool, he's just got mud on his shoes. And the walls and pool, he knows they're all thinking he's only an old walls and fool. But the walls and pool, he's got lights in his fingers. Don't ever stay. And the walls then pull. He keeps his hands in his paws. And walks his evening away. The walls then pull. His hands in his paws. He's walks in.
When the road gets dark, whispers gone. Have a little faith in me. When your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I'll be there to catch your fall. So have a little faith in me. Have a little faith in me. Have a little faith in me. Have a little faith.
It's the same old lonesome song I've been
singing all night long. Hey, poor Army of Tennessee. And I lie when I have to. And I cry when I can. But I die a little slower on the train to Birmingham. Slower on the train.
white dove up above and on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A boy came in right in his hand. Everybody watching. You could eat that bird right there. Oh,